Now, as we come to the table, I want to tell you about a time that I was eating here in town at a local fast food spot. I was with a friend. It was the middle of the day. And we were sitting at our table. It was one of those tables that comes out of the floor, this metal thing that's embedded in the concrete, and it comes and it supports the table. And we were sitting there, and as we were eating, we saw a roach. We saw a roach walking down the middle of the room, across the floor of the dining area in broad daylight. And I am telling you the truth in what I say next. We saw the roach not only walk across the room, it walked across the room towards our table. And then the roach climbed up our table leg onto our table. We left the restaurant. I have never been since. But that was a long time ago. It's so long, I'm not even sure. Was it 15 years ago? Was it 20 years ago? There is no way that any of the staff at that restaurant, it's just a chain restaurant, that any of the staff of that restaurant are still there. It's history. This is history. But I hold a grudge against them. They are, in my mind, that place is forever defined by what happened to me there that one time. At this table, Jesus is forever defined by the roach at the table. We are the ones who come to this table. We come to it polluted. We crawl to this table asking for cleansing from our guilt, from our stain and our sin. And Jesus, our precious substitute lamb, is forever defined by our sin. He bore our sins. He cleansed us from all our unrighteousness. As you come to this table, Jesus is not repulsed by you. Jesus embraces you. Jesus forever remembers you, not as a roach, but as a brother, as a son or daughter of the Father. That's what happens at this table. In this meal, we take bread. Jesus took the likeness of sinful flesh, yet without sin. In this meal, we take wine, the blood of Christ. Jesus surrendered his spotless life to cleanse our stain. And so, when you take this supper, this is what you're saying. Jesus invites me to this table, and Jesus holds no grudge against me. He bore the grudges. He welcomes me into his presence, his banner over me. Is love. Jesus arranged this new Passover meal. He said, "Do this in remembrance of me." He feeds us spiritually as we do it. So if you know Christ in this way, he is your Savior. He is your Lord. He is the only way to God. If you're a member in good standing of a gospel-believing church, we invite you to come and to take this supper. If you're here with us, you're not a Christian, you're investigating Christianity, we are very glad you're here. We invite you to stay here in the room, sit back, take this all in, but don't take the supper. It's only for people that are in this marriage-like covenant contract relationship with Christ. Let's pray now. Lord, come to us in this supper. Feed us, nourish us. You've begun something. Oh, Lord, finish what you've begun. Don't give up on us. Complete the good work you've begun in us. And feed us through the supper and the word surrounding it. We ask in his name. Amen.